The Gemara Masechta Zvachim Daf Zayin Amud Beis teaches us Tanya Nami Hachi Amar Rav Shimon Chatas Lamabo. Why do we bring a Karma Chatas? Stops the Gemara immediately. Lamabo. What's the question? Why we bring a Karma Chatas? L'chaper. The purpose of the Karma Chatas is to affect the Kapara. Ella says the Gemara. What Rav Shimon meant to ask was Lamabo Lufnei Oilam. Why does the carbon chattas, if one has to bring a carbon chattas and has to bring a carbon oil up, why does the carbon chattas come first? So says the Gemara, answers the Gemara with a mashal. Leparkit, where somebody has a lawyer, shenichnas, that goes into the king to try to argue and defend his client. Ritza paklet, and after he's successful, nichnas doiren achrav, then you bring a gift. So the chatas is what affects the kapara. And after the chatas affects the kapara, then you bring the carbon oil as a gift. And that's why the chatas comes first. And as Tosfos points out, even though not all carbon chatas come for that purpose, there are carbon chatas that come, the carbon chatas of a yoledes and a metzora and a nazir, that the purpose of those karban chatas are actually to, the purpose of those karban chatas are actually to be able to allow the person to eat kachin. Still, what the Gemara means to say is most karban chatas come for the purpose of kapara. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, that the Sefer HaVeSholem explains, karban chatas represents Yira, carbon oila represents Ahava, and therefore Ahava, Yira always comes before Ahava. And therefore it's appropriate to say the parasha of carbon chatos before we say the it's important to bring a chatos before we bring an oila. As we know, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph, in the first Siman of Shulchan Aruch, speaks about Toiv Loimer. It's good to say Siman Aleph Sif Hei, says the Shulchan Aruch, Toiv Loimer, it's good to say every day, Parshas Akeda, Parshas Aman, Aseret Adibris, Parshas Olo Mincha V'Shlame V'Chatas V'Hashem. It's important to say the mitzvahs, to say kabbonis every day. And that's why there are many people that say the kabbonis every day. And as the Shlah, Shulchan Aruch Rav quotes, the Shlah, Kaf Chaim says this, that chas v'sholem, if there's a time of tzoris, I'll read the words. Bezman agef v'choli ra. If there's different problems, toiv likras parshas hakabonis. It's good to say the parshas hakabonis dvar yoy b'yoymai every day. Shumasugal harbe v'nochan liba b'tuach shumashum kol davar ra. It's a way to be guaranteed to be safe from all different problems. But the Magen Avraham, in learning this Sifa Shulchan Aruch, asks a question. His question is that we just finished learning the Gemara that when you have to bring a carbon chatos and you have to bring a carbon oil up, you bring the chatos before the oil up. Ask the Magen Avraham, let's learn the words of the Shulchan Aruch. The words of Shulchan Aruch are to say Parshas Oilu Mincha Shlom V'Chatos V'Hashem. So here the Shulchan Aruch has us mentioning the oila before the chatas, where we know that the halacha is that you're supposed to say, we just learned the Gemara, that the chatas comes, that the chatas comes before the oila. So the Magen Avraham answers based on our Gemara. Our Gemara says that why does the chatas come before the oila? Because the chatos is the parklet The chattis is the lawyer that comes to defend us. And then afterwards, we bring the gift. And Tosfos here takes this a step further. Tosfos says, how can we say that the chattis, how can we say that the chattis takes care of everything, where our very Gemara teaches us that the carbon oiler comes to be mechaper a mitzvah sasei, the carbon chattis does not. The carbon chattis, the Gemara says, only works a mitzvah sasei mikofyo. Mikofyo would mean agavorcha. So how can we say that the chattis accomplishes what the oiler has to accomplish? So Tosfos answers that yes, the chattis does not primarily come from mitzvah sasei. The chattis comes primarily from mitzvah lo sasei. But as the Gemara taught us, it does, once you bring in carbon chattis, it works for the mitzvah sasei as well. So now, says the Magen Avraham, the halacha that the Shulchan Aruch says is very understandable. Because the Shulchan Aruch is talking b'zman hazeh. B'zman hazeh, we're not actually bringing the carbon chattis. When do we say that the carbon chattis takes care of everything the carbon oiler takes care of, and the oiler therefore is only left as a gift, is when we're actually bringing a carbon chattis. But b'zman hazeh, we're not actually bringing a carbon chattis. All we're saying is we're saying the parasha of the carbon chattis. And moreover, when we, the halacha is that when somebody says the karbonis, so if he says the parashas oila, we're supposed to say afterwards, yirotzen kilu crafty oila. You say the parashas shlomim. You say yirotzen kilu crafty shlomim. On Shabbos, you don't, because in Shabbos, only karbonis that are we're obligated to bring on Shabbos do we bring on Shabbos. Other karbonis, we don't bring on Shabbos. But when you say the karbon chattis, a theme that keeps on recurring in our Masechta, by a carbon chattis, you only can bring a carbon chattis, you only can bring a carbon asham if you're obligated to bring the carbon chattis, or you're obligated to bring the carbon asham. You can't bring a chattis on an asham as an adava. So now it's very gishmak. You can't say he rots on kila crafty chattis, because maybe you're not mechuyev a chattis. Whereas a oila, you can't say yirotz and kila crafty oila. So now everything comes together. A carbon chatos, which is not certainly going to work. A carbon chatos, which is not certainly going to work. You can't say yirotz bizman hazeh, because we don't know you're mechoyiv in it. That carbon chatos doesn't precede bringing a carbon oila. Because when do you bring a carb? When do you bring a carbon chatos? When does the chattis come before oila? When you're mechuyiv in the karma chattis. But when you're not mechuyiv in the karma chattis, and that's the very reason we don't say yirotzen kilu crafty chattis, there are people that say in Nusach, yirotzen kilu crafty chattis, im neschayafti chattis. Very, I looked at a number of Siddurim, I didn't see any Siddur that brings down that Nusach, and it's difficult to understand that Nusach, because that Nusach isn't clear. You can't bring a carbon if you're not sure. You have to bring it or you don't have to bring it. So when you have to bring the carbon chattos, and the chattos is mechaper, and as Tosfos explains, not only is the chattos mechaper, it's even mechaper mikufya on the essay. So that's why the chattos comes before oila. But our chattos that we're just being yoitzu with saying, that's different. On the other hand, I have to say regarding this issue, I saw two interesting points. The Gemara in the previous daf, said, "Ruin ha'Yisrael davav and aleph lack of kabbin same b'chol esa b'chol shah." Really, Klal Yisrael should have brought a carbon all the time. Al shechisei hakasef. The Torah had rachmanus, as we know, there's a concept. The Torah chosol al mamayim shiyisrael. The Torah doesn't want us to spend money when we don't have to. And that's why the Torah doesn't require us to bring a carbon chattis all the time.
So I saw a beautiful verse from the Satmar Rebbe. We know there's a Gemara. The Pasuk says, Zayis Taras Ayla, Kalais Vitaras Ayla, Kilo Rekav Ayla, Zayis Taras Achatos, Kalais Vitaras Chatos, Kilo Rekav Chatos. Says the Satmar Rebbe, that Pasuk and that Limud, the Taras for all times, for all generations. So nowadays, where unfortunately we don't have a base of Mikdash, it's understandable how it could be Makayim, Zayis Taras Ayla, by learning Parshas Oyla, by learning Parshas Chatos. But how is that limud applicable b'zman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim? B'zman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, we have the actual carbon. Says the Satmar Rebbe, it seems from here that we can learn that in all times, you could be makayim the carbon by learning Parshas carbon. Why? Because the Gemara is teaching us chisach hakasuf. The Torah doesn't want to have to make a spring kavanas all the time, that great expense. So even b'zman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, did the Torah give us this eitzah? Say the parshas chatos, say the parshas oyla, and we'll give you credit. Kilo hikrav chatos, kilo hikrav, kilo hikrav chatos, kilo hikrav oyla. But then I saw even nicer from a different sefer. As we mentioned earlier, by all the kabbalas, when you say them in the morning, you could say you rotzen kil hikrav chatos, you rotzen kil hikrav oyla, you rotzen kil hikrav shlamim. Saying it by chatos is difficult because you can't say it if you're not you don't bring a karma chatos unless you're actually mechuyev, obligated to bring that karma chatos. So the sefer Derashtim Chakarta says as follows: when does that rule apply? In the time when we can actually bring the karma chatos. So there the Torah says, a karma chatos is expensive. Only bring the karma chatos if you're truly obligated to bring the karma chatos. If you're not truly obligated to bring the karma chatos, don't bring the karma chatos. But nowadays, he says, we're being matayim mitzvahs karma chatos just by saying the parshas chatos, when we are being matayim the mitzvah, only through saying the parsha, there we don't have to. There we could say it every day because the Torah was only concerned about extra expense. Here, there's no extra expense involved because we're saying it. There's no extra expense involved because we're saying it anyway every day.